This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine and a meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships from the conversation that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship that you could share with a friend, with family, with a stranger. Stay tuned for more info and updates about wine pairings and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening. Hi there. Welcome back. This episode is called Tasting in Tapas. It's really about finding a marriage of wine and food stuff. So what I did was I opened up three bottles of wine, a French wine, an Italian wine, and a California wine, and put together a Spanish tapas tasting menu for these wines. And the people that came really enjoyed the variety of wines and the tapas itself. So let's begin with the tapas. We made a tuna and pickled ginger with a wasabi mayonnaise. That was a big hit. We made a chorizo that was cooked in red wine and honey, and had some parsley and rosemary as a accompaniment. We also made some stuffed olives with anchovies and Spanish almonds and red peppers. We had croquettes, ham and cheese croquettes. Those were lovely as well. And then we had a bunch of cheese and charcuterie type offerings. Genoa salami, where really it was a Friulano salami that was cured in wine. It's more like a soppressata kind of a thing. And then a Serrano ham and a Copacolo, along with some roasted red peppers and some artichoke hearts. And the bread was a Spanish tapas bread. And I got all of these recipes on the internet, just sort of wandering around saying, you know, best tapas dishes. And this toast is called tapas toast. And what you do is you rub garlic on it, as well as a tomato. And after it's been put in the oven and cooked, you pull it out and you rub a little bit of garlic and a little bit of tomato on it, and that's the tapas. It was outstanding. And all the food was eaten up. So there were six of us having dinner, and we ate all of it. The wines were a California favorite of mine. Can't get it anymore. It's a wine called Antra. It comes from Spring Mountain. The fires of 2019 basically destroyed the vineyard, and they were unable to recuperate. But it is by far my favorite California Cabernet. If you can find it anywhere at whatever the cost, I would say pick up a bottle, because it rivals Spotswood, Camus, Screaming Eagle, Harland. And I only say that because I've actually been able to taste those wines, and this wine still holds a favorite spot in my heart, having compared it to those wines. So Antra and Soroka, if you find them, buy them. The French wine was Chateau Chavin, second growth wine, 2005. It had been cellaring for quite a while. Was outstanding French wine. It had the edges were soft, the tannins were smooth. There was lots of fruit still available for the tasting. It was well worth the cellaring time, and it's the last of the four bottles that I bought, so sadly disappointed, but I think I drank them all in a timely manner and didn't have any go to waste. And the third one, the Italian one, is Cioppolino di Caccio. It's a super Tuscan, really, really, really good wine. Small case productions, maybe 250 cases are made. High quality because of the vintage year too. That vintage year was outstanding, 2016. I think anything from anywhere in Italy in that year, I would say you just buy it and you're more than likely not to be disappointed because everything I've tasted so far has been impeccably outstanding. To the point that I would, if I could find more, I would buy more, just because of the quality of the tasting and the longevity of that kind of wine. So if you find some more Italian wines, I would say buy some. I had lots of fun. My friends had lots of fun. We had lots of great conversation about food and food pairings, and shared a few stories about times past and getting together in the future and doing things as well. And finally, not on the docket was a sherry, fortified sherry from Spain that was simply outstanding. It tasted like cotton candy and raisins and currants. And one of my friends actually had two or three glasses of the wine because it was that good. And with it, we had a chocolate ganache that went really well with it. Just big mouthfuls of chocolate and this liquidy syrup and fruit that was outstanding. In the past, with some kind of a wine like or yeah, a wine like this, we've actually made zabaglione, which is a custardy kind of a glaze that you pour over fruit with the actual alcohol that you're serving. That's how you make it, and then the flavors just sort of enhance themselves even that much more. It's outstanding, and I want to thank my friends for sharing with me. It was so much fun being able to share with them. Good friends appreciate good wine and good food, and in that, I say goodbye for now and remember that we're going to visit again and do more wine pairing and wine sharing. Bye for now. This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine and a meal. And the beauty of that is that by building that relationship from the conversation that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine, and putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship you can share with a friend, with family, or with a stranger. Stay tuned for more information and updates about wine pairing and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening.